You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be pretty warm out there today.
It is. I mean, the sun's out. It's looking pretty good. It's a good morning. It's a good Thursday morning. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We were joking about it there right at the end of Jeremy and Joe. Nate Geary filling in for Joe DiBiase. The Sabres, right? Yes. I mean, we're joking, you know, the parlay killer and the must-win killer, you know, what have you. You know, like a serious moment, Sabres winning tonight is kind of big. It, less so maybe in the standings. I mean, they're still going to be hanging around last. I think goal difference.
More so
be able to
in
jump.
Your hearts.
Yeah, I think they'd be able to jump Columbus, and that's it if they won tonight just based off goal difference. But yeah, it's much more in your hearts. They would have won four straight. It's the win they get right after they make the change at general manager. I think all the points were right that, you know, it's a bunch of guys now having to sit there and go, all right, we got to prove it to a new guy. And it's a guy that has a history of being very aggressive and is willing to make moves.
Be ironic if you passed the team that he was dismissed from.
Be fun.
Yeah.
For like 48 hours, it'd be fun.
It'd be noteworthy, at least.
I look at tonight's game. I'm excited to watch. I want to watch
this. They really
Thursday
are in last
too.
Place again.
But yeah, like it won't mean much to the standings, but it would also be, for me, it more to the loss. How deflating it would be. I mean, this is the third straight show we're starting with the Sabres. When's the last time that happened anywhere on the station? Three straight days starting with the Sabres.
Well,
it would
news
be
would...
such an air out of the balloon kind of feeling of, yep, we're the same team. Yeah, I don't know why I cared for the last, you know, 48, 72 hours. And everyone moves on with their life. Bills, Browns on Sunday.
I think that makes it pretty critical for the team. In terms of optics, there is an opportunity here to kind of not just get something going here. You've already won three in a row, but and for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
But now the general manager, who they didn't introduce to open the season because they knew he was going to get booed, has been dismissed. It's a move that is, I guess I'll say, like, popular amongst the fan base. I don't want to, like, disrespect a man on the way out, but at the same time,
it's fairly popular amongst the fan base.
It's popular amongst the fan base. It's well-liked. It's a move that, honestly, people wanted to see happen. I mean, I've wanted to see that happen for the sake of the team and for Buffalo to get better. I didn't really have much faith in this team overall because of who was running it. And And yet every year I try to do the same thing. I keep trying to tell myself, no, that like it could work. It there's talent. They have pieces there. Adams does make a couple of good acquisitions. Like there's something there, right? And I try to tell myself that every year. And sometimes I even try to use this microphone and tell all of you that. And then I fell for it again. And now it's to a point where you just, okay, now you got the new guy. But Kekalainen also offered up zero excuses. He says he has full autonomy over the hockey operations. He is a very aggressive type of person when it comes to acquisitions. He is an aggressive person when it comes to roster moves. If they can't get Tuck taken care of with a contract, hey, he's going to get shipped out. And it's probably going to be for a piece coming back that should be playing right away. I'm very interested to see what happens here in the coming months. I'm not worried about this season with the postseason. I'm not. You're in last place again. You let the lame duck general manager run the team for 7 months after hiring Kekalainen. And surprise, surprise, the guy that you had to get an advisor for still didn't get the job done with the vision that he's been putting together. All of a sudden, it's what Paul Hamilton says with us all the time. It's like, the amount of teams you have to jump is every single one of them. And even when you are playing well, as long as other teams are being mediocre, unless you rip off an 8-game winning streak, that's the only way you're climbing the standings, even in the mediocrity-defined Atlantic Division. Because you are still the worst, and not just the Atlantic Division, in the Eastern Conference. Again, the leader is 9 points ahead of you. Zach, the leader of the Atlantic Division is 9 points ahead of you. And yet, you have to vault every single team.
Well, I was even going to say, too, like, even that number's grown. Like, it used to be, like, it's 6 points. It's really not that much to essentially flip the entire conference. Now it's starting to balloon up. And, of course, that makes sense. The season has gone on, and the Sabres have gone on these extensive losing streaks, nothing to the extent that they have the last few years, but they have had points where they just cannot pick up points. And now, even winning three in a row, it really hasn't done anything to the standings for them.
But this is the damage they did to the start of the year, Zach, where the three-game win streak puts them at 5 road wins on the year. That's still tied for worst in the conference. That's still tied for worst in the league. And they just did a lot of reparation to it.
Yeah.
By winning 3 in a row. That's the damage they did to start their year. So, I'm not worried about this year with the playoffs. I'm really not. And I don't like resigning myself to it on December 18th for the second year in a row. But this is how you get fired as a general manager. Because you are in last place again. And it's unrealistic to look at the playoffs again before Christmas. That's how you get fired.
Yeah, and as much as Kekalainen and respect to him wants to talk like not dead yet, there's plenty of hockey, and that is all factually true.
Numerically, it's also true.
It's all factually true. It is hard for me to sit here and not look at the season as more just I wanted to see the foundations change. Right, it starts tonight. You know, if you can get a win against Philadelphia, keep the good feelings going and start to push forward, that would be great. I also, though, have seen this specific roster lose games like this all the time.
And that's the thing.
Where, as much as I'll give Adams blame, I think a lot of this does lie with the roster and just...
The roster that he constructed, though.
The roster he constructed.
Let's call that what that is, too.
Absolutely. But, and that's where, like, I joke and I'm like, you know, it's Jeremy's thing, so I'm not going to say it. But, must win, right?
I'll call it should win.
Should win. I do so.
Therefore, we don't infringe on trademark.
Right.
It's a should win.
But in many ways, I do also fully expect Philadelphia to win because that's what this team
is. Are they starting Samuel Harrison tonight? Because I can't stand that mid goaltender becomes the second coming of.
They do that a lot.
Hasek. No, this player in particular, Harrison's not good.
They do that a lot, where it's a backup goalie or a goalie that's not good, has his game of his life because their chances aren't even quality.
You want to look at his splits against the Buffalo Sabres?
No, I'm assuming it's bad.
He's incredible.
Oh, he's incredible.
He's okay, incredible good. With splits
so
against the Sabres.
So I was right, yeah.
But yet, his career numbers, how is he a starting goalie in the league?
Yeah, well, plays the Sabres every now and then.
I guess so.
I guess that's it.
So that's where it is for me of, okay, please don't let Erickson be in that. I'm scared of a goalie that's not good.
We'll get more on the Sabres hopefully today at 11 o'clock. Paul Hamilton, we'll see if we're able to make that work. At 11:30, we're going to have Bandits sideline reporter Dave Buchanan to jump on. Bandits got a little bit of a break here before the next game, I believe on the 28th. But we're going to start doing this, you know, every week, get a little bit of a check-in with the Bandits. So we'll do that yes. with Dave at 11:30. And then at 10:30, what's coming up today, Sal Capaccio. Bills got their first injury report yesterday. The Browns, by the way, had like everybody on their injury report as well. I mean, ooh. it's just a lot of people. Bills Browns Sunday at 1:00.
Before we move on to that, I just wanted to wrap this up with the Sabres and how frustrating it has become with this team. But it's also something that comes back from Tuesday's presser, and that is Jarmo Kekäläinen called it out. You said how like the players, and I mentioned that it's Adam's roster, but Kekäläinen said it to the media, and he said in the presser, if I say it out to the people, I'm going to say it to you in your face first. Being outworked while being more talented is unacceptable. And I would imagine those words pretty much were said to the players by Kekäläinen. Good. That means that you now know there can be consequences. And I think that that's the big thing here, too. The buzzword for the last couple of years, accountability, 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 right? I'm going to start sounding like Shores. You've got a lot of accountability in this place. But because of that, now you have a general manager that will show you the accountability and what it really means. There is accountability from the last general manager now. He had been dismissed for his actions, or because of his results, I should say. And now you might see it. Now there might be more of that accountability. I say might. Might's doing a lot of lifting here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Spider-Man with the trains.
Yep, just trying to hold it together.
Straining. But here's your opportunity to show, okay, message received. And I think it's not just big for the fans here. It'll be big for the locker room to win the first game. Back home. Where you're better.
True. Very true.
And you have an opportunity to start a new era on the right foot.
803-0550, the number to call. You want to give your thoughts on the Sabres if you haven't been able to yet, with this being the first game since all of this has happened. It's been a very busy week for the Sabres.
4 days off for them.
Hosting the Philadelphia Flyers. A bit of a weird start time, though. It is a 7:30 start time, so 6:30 pregame right here on WGR. To the Bills, though, of course, they got their week started yesterday with the injury report. And with that, it's guys like Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, and Mecole Hardman being limited. They did open up the 21-day window for Hardman, and then for not practicing, it's four guys. Deion Dawkins with an illness, Dalton Kincaid with a knee, and then Jordan Phillips and Matt Prater. Those two last ones were expected. Phillips with an ankle, and then Prater were kind of not expecting for a few
weeks.
They
signed Badgley.
Yeah, and ultimately Prater's on this because he's not on IR, and Badgley's not even on the list yet. Excuse me, on the 53-man roster yet. I don't know how much to take from all this. We'll see about today with Kincaid. Yesterday was a walkthrough. We've been seeing for weeks, by the way, with Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, where he just kind of like either misses a Wednesday or Thursday practice every week. Yesterday was due to flu symptoms, but for the most part, the last like month and a half, he's just like missed a practice every week. So this could be nothing, and it could be one of those things where it's the end of the year. It's a walkthrough. He doesn't need to be out there. We're trying to manage his knee injury. We need him on the field on game days. But Derek, they're in such a weird spot now the rest of the way. It's a wonderful win against New England, and it's a wonderful win in the sense, too, it sets them up really nice with the remaining bits of their schedule. It's a Cleveland team that is allergic to offense, a Philadelphia team who's in the NFC, and that game may not have any bearing for either team on seeding or division races. And then a Jets team that by the final week of the year might just be trying to pack it up and get to Cancun. They are in a in a really nice spot. And I do mean this because I joke about it that I kind of tweet through things. And like, when you see what I'm tweeting on Sundays or during Bills games, it's usually what I'm thinking in the moment. Some of it is more grandiose since I've been thinking it for a while, and I still sit here and say that I don't think this Bills team can win three straight road games in the playoffs. I don't believe that right now. Could absolutely change, could absolutely be wrong. But where I sit right now, I just don't see it. However, where I kind of want to go with these next 3 weeks is just stay healthy. I think they'll run the table. I don't think the Philadelphia team is particularly talented. I think their second half performances, namely on defense, are really something to be encouraged by. And then the other two teams they play are a Cleveland team where yesterday Daryl Ryder joined Show and the Bulldog and said outside of Myles Garrett and Shedeur Sanders, I would be telling people to do anything else other than watching Cleveland Browns football. And a Jets team who, as I mentioned,
yikes,
by the end of the season will probably sit, especially when they're in Buffalo in the cold going, I just can't wait for vacation. My flight is tomorrow. Let's wrap this up.
And yet, at the same time, the other team on the other side of the field might have something to play for that
they
afternoon.
May, yeah. And so that's where it also gets to a point of, like, I could see that just being a wash.
Oh, my God. They're going to – oh, God.
So I do sit here, and this is true a lot of the NFL, where we don't actually have, Derek, like, any division winners yet.
We have only two teams clinched.
Right, just for playoff spots with the Rams and
– we're in week 16.
And Denver. Those are the only two teams. We had division races that could have ended as early as last week with, of course, New England, and I think Philly can wrap theirs up this week. But outside of like a few, you know, seating spots, there isn't going to be much drama. We'll see about Baltimore and Pittsburgh and what have you, but I mentioned yesterday with the NFC, Detroit's two games out if they can't pass Green Bay mm-hmm. for a wild card spot. So these next few weeks are really, I think for a lot of teams, just going to be stay healthy. Don't get hurt. Don't fall apart. We'll see what happens. The one big game I'm legitimately excited to watch is Baltimore New England. I still don't even know who I really want to win that game though, because if New England wins, it really doesn't do much for the division race. And if Baltimore wins, Baltimore might get in the playoffs. And depending on who you ask, you don't want that.
And it's kind of funny how this year, Zach, typically these conferences have almost had different stories to tell. You know, this year, they're pretty identical. The 7th seed is an 8-6 team that started out on a hotter way and then has faded a little bit. Detroit in the NFC, Indy in the AFC. The 9th seed in each conference is 7-7 and challenging for a division that has the worst record in their respective conference. Carolina in the NFC, Baltimore in the AFC. The difference lies in Dallas is still mathematically alive as the 10th seed, and Kansas City as the 10
actually,
has been eliminated.
As we sit today, by the way, Indy is not actually the 7th seed. It is Houston now.
No, I said that a team is chasing it.
Oh, yes, sorry, excuse me.
Yes, they had started out hot, and now they are over there. I don't know if I accidentally said 7 or not, so maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Yeah.
I have memory issues. Don't get concussions. Where was I? Squirrel.
In the NFC.
So the thing is that they mirror each other
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways now. The NFC North has a surprising division leader with the expected and heavy betting favorite entering the season, Green Bay, chasing them. In the AFC, it's not North, it's East. The heavy betting favorite is looking up at another team that nobody would have predicted that has faced a weaker schedule to take advantage of. New England and Chicago are very similar in that parallel. I just find it fascinating. And probably your most dangerous playoff teams might be sitting in the 5-6 seeds. Buffalo, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Right. I think that's absolutely right to bring up because we were talking about it, you know, as something we want to do when either the seedings are solidified or going into week 18.
The 7 seeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Houston. And kind of go through and like rank the quarterbacks. But yeah, like you look at that. So, you know, in 6 seed, it's a little bit less like that in the NFC. I go over to the AFC though, and it becomes, Josh Allen in the 6 seed, Herbert in the 5. And then it's Bo Nix in the 1, and it's Drake May in the 2, Trevor Lawrence in the 3. And you know, outside of May, that gets really muddy really fast. You go over to the NFC, Stafford 1, boom, makes sense. Caleb Williams in the 2,
Jalen Hurts hasn't been playing well in the three.
Yeah, and you know, even Sam Darnold, and that's something we can talk about a little bit later on, you know, really almost since the first Rams game, a lot of the shine on him is starting to wear off again to end a year. The same thing happened with Minnesota last year where it just seemed like, guys, he's going to make an absurd amount of money and probably be worth it. Is Minnesota really going to be stupid enough to let him go? And like the last month or so of the season and the playoff game, he just completely turned back into a pumpkin. It was the Sam Darnold that this is the why it's is what fourth team or whatever it was at the time. Then he gets to Seattle. Oh, he looks great. Oh, they totally botched this. And not to say Minnesota.
McCarthy would. Has their yeah. has Minnesota maybe regretting it too.
I was
too.
Gonna say Minnesota now still is probably sitting there going, McCarthy's not that great. But Seattle's probably sitting here and it's just they're winning. The defense is great. Jackson Smith and Jigba's awesome. But Darnold hasn't been as good. He's not making as many tight window throws as he was before.
Right.
Tonight's game is going to be a curious watch because, I mean, Jeremy brought it up. The Rams couldn't really do much on offense, but Darnold was horrific.
Who broke him? The Rams.
The Rams. I mean, that was the same in the playoff game against with Minnesota. And so this has been talked a lot, but these playoffs are going to be so much fun to watch just to keep an eye on. If you're a neutral fan and you have no rooting interest, be a ball. Honestly, I mean, you don't have the named guys that you just know are, man, this can be a classic game. And I think this is where I know there's been some people that have brought up the NFL is going to miss having the Chiefs in the playoffs. I actually do agree with that because of the great games neutral fans get.
I think
in Buffalo, we sit here and go, what are you talking about?
Well, yes and no, because I'm one of those sickos that wants the Bills to put them down. Right. I don't want that, oh, Mickey Mouse championship, like, rebuttal if they do win one. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you didn't have to beat Kansas City. And I'll be like, shut up, Chiefs fans. The Bills did help slam the door in your face with one of those eight losses that you're chewing on. But I'm that sicko. I do want them there. And I think for the neutral fan, it's a villain.
Yeah.
How many villains do you have in this playoff field? Philadelphia?
As always, yeah.
And
the
then
specter
New
of the
England.
Old Patriots, yeah.
That's it. I think that's the end of the list.
I think
obviously Crosstown is where you get your hatred from people, but Buffalo might be one of them now.
I was just about to say, I'm like, depending on what fan base you ask, it's Buffalo.
But I'm talking like the average
the national
fan.
Perception, you know, the average fan.
Like I know there's three fan bases in particular. Oh, hang on, four. Mm-hmm. I need to include the Ravens here. The Jets don't count. So if I'm looking at like Kansas City, Baltimore, Miami, and like New England, those are the four places where I'd go, okay, all you, I know you hate Buffalo. Jets might hate Buffalo, but they hate themselves more.
If Allen wins the MVP, by the way, this year, it is going to become the average
fan.
I don't get that. I'm just saying it's going to become the average fan.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, yeah, but then Baltimore even more so, even louder. But, you know, that's the Ravens' problem. The Bills might be that for a couple of pockets. I don't know if that's the case nationally, though. Because they're still the team that hasn't gotten through. They're still the plucky underdog, the lovable loser, the team that is good but never good enough. They haven't broken through yet.
They win one Super Bowl, though. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
instant enemies. We will be hated by the entirety of football and maybe even the New Republic. We become the instant enemies of probably the football world minute it happens.
I have thought about that, and I'm like, that goodwill would go away fast.
So fast.
Because the Chiefs used to be that really cool, plucky underdog because it was you're taking down the Patriots. Oh, you lost them first, and then you won one. Good for you. Okay, now you've been here too long. The Bills have already been here arguably too long. They keep making the playoffs.
And they keep losing to one team in particular.
You'll at least have average fans go, man, I haven't seen Burrow play a playoff game in a while. You know, it's
been a couple years now.
It's been a bit there, you know, and even with the Ravens, like if they miss this year, there's going to be some years there where the Ravens didn't make the playoffs. Okay, I guess that's not as weird. You've had years where Lamar gets hurt and it's Tyler Huntley in a playoff game. Now maybe this year just flat out misses. Allen's been in the playoffs every year since 2019.
Since year two, he's been in the postseason.
And he's won a game at least since 2020. You get the Bills on your screen whether you like it or not. And the moment they win, it'll be, okay, I'm done with you. And especially, and I think especially true in this, Kansas City next year. What goes on there? Mahomes tears his ACL very late in the year.
He could come back.
I don't want to say definitely.
He probably won't start on time.
But he probably won't. And so then it'll be probably Chiefs maybe for two straight years don't get back in the playoffs. Then you have the redemption story, right? And we
everyone loves a good redemption story.
Everybody does. And then you'll have the Bills going, they just won't go away. I'm tired of the fans. I'm tired of the Bills Mafia. Like, that's going to be the national perception. Oh, baby, I want that so bad in my life.
The minute, if it were to happen, yeah, Buffalo becomes an enemy very fast.
I want that so bad in my life. 803-0550, the number to call. A little quick look at the playoff seeding and how interesting and how fun I think this year could really be in the playoffs, even if there's no change here outside of the Steelers being back in again as the four seed. Goodness gracious. If it weren't for Baltimore being any good, I would root so hard for them to not be in the playoffs. 803-0550 again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Number two call. We'll get more, though, on the Bills and their matchup this Sunday with the Cleveland Browns. Sal Capaccio joins us next. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here, hanging with you here on a, seems like a very nice Thursday morning.
It's sunnier.
Yeah.
It's warmer for some stupid reason. Yeah, I'm complaining about warm weather in December.
That's a choice.
Well, hang on.
That is a choice.
Because then it ices and then nothing is sacred
fair.
At that point.
That's
like,
fair.
That's the part that I get annoyed with. Like, commit to a thing. Am I right, Sal?
I don't know. I think it's okay to like the, I don't mind like a little colder weather, some snow once in a while, you know what I mean? But after a while, it just drags on. You know what it is for me always? It's when football season ends, typically, like, back in the day, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it still have, you know, Sabres and kind of keeps you your mind off things. Syracuse basketball. I don't have any of that these days to really get my mind off things, right? I mean, so, yeah, it comes a little quicker. So the longer the Bills season goes on, the more we don't have to, I don't think about, like, the weather, basically. And then you get into, then you're all of a sudden, you're February, March. Oh, okay, maybe we're back into spring now.
Sally, we'll say Syracuse basketball, though. Nice win over Mercyhurst. I mean, they're two of the worst free throw shooting teams in the sport.
But, did you see what happened the last game they played, though? Do you know who they played the last game?
I do not.
They lost to Hofstra.
No, I did see that. Okay, I saw that. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
This team beat Tennessee and then lost to Hofstra, so yeah.
You're getting no reprieve from that.
That's okay.
We do have the Bills, though. We got our first injury report yesterday. It should always be noted. This was a walkthrough. Four players, though, did not practice.
Yeah.
Two of which we did not know about, or at least Sean McDermott did not mention them with the media, that being Deion Dawkins with an illness and then Dalton Kincaid with a knee injury.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's a little heightened, you know, raise your eyebrow a little bit and what's going on with Dalton Kincaid again. But, you know, he has been on the injury report with the knee and the hamstring. Now it was just the knee last week, I think, not the hamstring anymore. But I think the reason why you're like, okay, what's going on here? Sean McDermott did not tell us that he wouldn't practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. He basically said everybody would other than Jordan Phillips and Matt Prater. And we know Phillips and Prater already declared out for the game on Sunday. And then after practice, we get the injury report, and it says Dalton Kincaid didn't practice with the knee and Deion Dawkins with an illness. And you can understand, you know, Deion illness, okay, something popped up. But as far as Dalton Kincaid with the knee, you have to wonder, did something happen, differently than Sean McDermott knew about? Or is it just a case of, you know what, the trainers just felt, after McDermott had spoke with them and then spoke with us, that, hey, you know, we're going to back off them a little bit today because we're managing it, because they have been managing it. So today's a big day. They'll practice in a couple hours from now, and we'll find out a little bit more.
And Sal, we've been talking about this all year, really, with their injury report and managing guys and maybe trying to just play the long game. It's got more of a magnifying glass now because the remaining three games, you can kind of sit here and go, okay, you're not going to just sit guys, but you can play around with it a little bit more. You got a Cleveland team that is very low, in terms of the standings, an Eagles game, which may not mean a ton in terms of both the division race and just AFC seedings, and then your final game of the year is going to be against a Jets team that might be more concerned about just getting out of there than anything else. So, you know, it's a bit of a weird situation, I guess, the Bills are in. Not saying that they're going to change anything up too much, but they could be, especially with it being a walkthrough yesterday. Just hang out, hang out on the side. We'll be fine. You'll practice at some point on Thursday and Friday and be just good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you do have to consider some sort of load management here for some guys with probably not getting a bye, right? Not getting the one seed again. So you're going to have to play three playoff games if you want to get to your ultimate goal and to get to the Super Bowl. But at the same time, you still need to win games, A, to get into the playoffs. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, so that's first and foremost goal, and that's important. And B, the division is still alive, right? I mean, now there's not a great chance. I think I'd look like 30% chance, whatever. But you still need, the Patriots to lose one of their final two games. You still need to keep winning. So the division's still alive in some capacity. So I think you have to keep going until, something like that is out of the window. Once you get maybe beyond this week, some more results, maybe start thinking about that. I heard people talking about how next week against the Eagles kind of might not mean that much at all. You know what I mean? But if the Patriots do beat the Ravens, it still does, because you can't drop that game against the Eagles. So I think for right now, you still have to play these games with your, full complement of players if they are available and healthy. That said, Dalton Kincaid last week, guys, had the lowest amount of snaps as a tight end on the team. You had Dawson Knox, you had Jackson Hawes. They outsnapped him. I wouldn't be surprised if that continues going on, just because they are managing him, apparently, and because those guys are good at what they've been doing in helping the offense.
Yeah, and Sal, that's something, I'm maybe not banging the drum as hard as our morning show is with the wide receiver room and the wide receiver train and all that stuff, but I have been just this lackluster feeling when it comes to the wide receivers, not really doing much. But with all that being said, when all three tight ends are healthy and on the field, Sal, they look so different on offense when they've got all three of them.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it's just because options, right? You have more options. like you have Jackson Hawes is considered one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. He's only a rookie, and you know the Bills have used him like that, and they've talked about him like that. And then every once in a while, he can sneak and leak out and catch a pass, and we've seen that happen. We saw it happen last week. He had a nice 9-yard gain. And then you have Dawson Knox, who just Mr. O-Reliable, right? Steady as you go. He can block. He can catch passes. Yeah, he's not elite at anything he does, but he's really good. Every team could use a guy like Dawson Knox. So I think those guys are the perfect complement to having a guy like Dalton Kincaid, who becomes a matchup problem, you know, when he's on the field at wide receiver. But Dalton Kincaid's important. And, you know, him being on the field, him being healthy, it's important for them to have those matchups and be able to go to different sets. But you're right. When they have all three tight ends and you factor in Reggie Gilliam, they can really just have a lot of different options and ways they want to attack you. And I think that, you know, we've seen that, especially since we have seen, you know, Dalton Kincaid come back healthier the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Sal Capaccio here on the Wester Hotline. Sal, I mentioned it yesterday that I wanted to touch on this a little bit. And I hopefully they don't need it this week. But the Bills' second half performances, I think almost mainly on defense as well, it is incredible. I heard Sean McDermott, I think, speaking earlier this week with the media, maybe even yesterday, but bringing up the a story that he was told from someone in the league years ago about just, you know, it's nice to have a good staff, but you need to have guys that can make those adjustments, whether it be in the second half after, you know, halftime, or whether it's in the middle of a game, what have you. It really has, though. Say what you want about the first half and when they get themselves in these holes. It has been incredibly impressive, I think, throughout the year, even in games they lose, at how they're able to just switch a flip a switch in those second halves and keep games tight that really, I think at times, especially like Atlanta, had no business being close.
Right, and you'd like a better start. There's no doubt that is recognized, right? I mean, no doubt about it. You know, and I think what's happened here is the Bills are not as talented, I think, in years past, especially on the defensive side of the ball, with some of the injuries especially and some of the ways that teams can attack them. So other teams are coming up with good game plans to start the game and say, okay, we're going to attack their weaknesses. And the Bills have to have a counterpunch, and that's what you've seen from them. They've had a counterpunch. They've been very good at these adjustments. And, you know, it's so funny. I know, for example, Josh McDaniels is a really good offensive coordinator, I think, right? He's had a lot of success with Tom Brady and, you know, the New England Patriots, and look what he's doing with Drake May. But last week, Josh McDaniels did not have any answers for what the Bills did when they adjusted. And I think you have to look at that around, you know, every coach and every staff. And the Bills have done a very good job at having counters and having answers for when teams come at them. And I use Josh McDaniels as an example here because, you know, not every staff is as great as it. Not every coordinator is as great as it. Not every team might have, maybe Josh McDaniels would be great if he had different personnel. Maybe they're a little limited, right? I mean, there's all different reasons that go into it. This goes back to your tight end question too. When the Bills have to make adjustments offensively, defensively, what they do have is some versatility on both sides of the ball. And they can plug guys into different spots and say, okay, let's try this a little bit differently. For example, Matt Milano. He is not used as a blitzer a lot. What did he do in the second half? They used him as a blitzer. And it was a really nice adjustment. It's not what you want to do. It's not your preferred option. But if that's what you have to do, then you get to it. So I'm impressed with the way that they've been able to adjust. I think it's a mark of a good coaching staff. Would you like them to start better? Absolutely. And when I have people say, well, they have such bad game plans to start the game. No, I don't think that's a bad game plan. But I give credit to the other team for coming up with something that they figure they can attack the Bills with, and it's successful. Trey White told me after the game he thought the Patriots had a really good first 15, meaning their first 15 plays scripted out. They knew how they wanted to attack the Bills. And let's remember, they had 2 weeks to prepare, by the way, right? They can get in the lab and they can figure that out. So the game within the game is adjusting as the game goes on. And it's not just at halftime, folks. You would like them to adjust earlier, but as Eric Wood always says, like during the game, during the first couple drives is when you really start to make those adjustments.
And Sal, I'm really glad you brought that up because that was something that I, you know, by halftime I was like, all right, that is absolutely true. They were coming off a bye, and Mike Vrabel is very good off the bye, a lot like Sean McDermott. So it is unsurprising that they had some more tricks up their sleeves and the Bills kind of had to more react. And also there were points not to, you know, just give all the flowers to the coaching staff. I mean, there were moments as well where the team didn't execute properly. You know, how different does that game look if Brandon Cooks does bring in that catch? Now, all of a sudden, it might be a 7-7 game, and you're not reeling or anything like that. We don't have those fourth down decisions.
Right.
I think were a little confounding to me as well. But turning our attention now to this week's opponent, the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you were able to listen to Daryl Ryder yesterday on with Schopen the Bulldog. Boise, I mean, if anyone was excited for the game, it's hard to be excited about it after listening to Daryl talk about kind of the state of the Browns. And to be fair, you look at their record, you look at the statistics, it all kind of makes sense. Outside of their Titans game, by the way, their last 3 weeks, that's the only game they've scored in double digits. But sandwiched between that is two games where they can't even score 10 points. This also sort of feels like a game, Sal, where you kind of want to see a quote-unquote, not even necessarily get-right game for the Bills defense, but just a performance that they can kind of hang their hat on.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. It's so confounding, the Browns, because their defense is still really good. And you look at their metrics. I'm not just talking about Myles Garrett. And they're like the number one pass defense in the league. Number two is the Bills. They're very good against the run. All of their metrics on defense are really good. They've done Jim Schwartz does a nice job with that defense. But the offense is so bad that it kind of doesn't matter for the defense for them. That they're just always in positions where they kind of have to just, you know, you're fending off everything coming at them because, you know, the offense can't stay on the field. The offense can't score points. You're right. You go back and you look. I mean, they had a game where they scored 31 against Miami, right? Up until that point, that was in week 7. Up until that point, their highest total was 17 points in a game. Since then, they've crossed the 20-point threshold a couple times, once in a loss, once in a win. But they can't figure it out on offense right now. One of the reasons is, do you remember when the Browns had this incredible run-blocking offensive line we used to talk about all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Not the case as much anymore. They're just not as good on the offensive line. Some of those guys, it's attrition. They've aged out. They've had some injuries. There's no doubt about that. But they can't really sustain in the run game blocking as much as they used to. And Quinshon Judkins is a very good young running back, but he can't get going because of that. And then their pass blocking is also metrics, not that great. But part of that is lately, Shedeur Sanders holds onto the ball a little too long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a rookie quarterback. He's still, there's some throws he makes or some plays he makes. You're like, oh, yeah, he's got the talent. But I think from a just start of the game to end of the game basis, I don't think he's completed. I think he completed over 55% of his passes one time so far this year. Like, that's a guy that I think that you, if you're Sean McDermott, you try to confuse, you try to, you know, make sure he doesn't understand and trust what he's seeing. And I think the Bills have an opportunity here to be able to do that. And if they have to win a low-scoring game, they win a low-scoring game. But the big key there is making sure that the Browns' offense doesn't get a play or two there.
Right. Like, Sal, I've hit the point with this game, and I guess even this season as a whole, just keep winning the games. If they win 21-10 on Sunday, whatever. Did you get out healthy? Yeah. Like, I'm at that point. I don't know. And as I sit here today, I don't think this team can win 3 straight road games to get to a Super Bowl. I'm happy to be proven wrong. I very much like how the current playoff seating is sitting for them. And if, you know, the Bills can go from like the 6 to the 5, I think that'd be even better. But I'm at this point now, these final 3 games, just keep winning. I think they'll beat the Eagles. I think they'll beat the Jets. I think they'll beat the Browns. Just keep winning and stay healthy.
Yeah, the Eagles game will be interesting. Eagles last week obviously played a much better game. They scored 31 points. They also play Saturday this week. They'll have an extra day before they play in Buffalo next week. So they play Saturday this week. They get the Bills sandwiched in between 2 division games against Washington, both of them, by the way. And the Eagles are fighting for playoff seeding. You know, have you looked at the NFC lately, by the way, guys?
So
NFC is really interesting.
I wanted to ask you about the playoff seeds. We only got a few more minutes here. I wanted to ask you about it. I love the AFC. The NFC playoffs would be just a fireworks show. I love every current matchup. The 2-7 is Green Bay at Chicago, which, like, that alone is great. 6-3, which is Philadelphia is the 3. San Francisco's the 6. They've always really matched up very well against Philadelphia. When they have a quarterback, they give them a game. We've seen what happens when they have to go to their emergency. And then, Sal, do you remember the game earlier this year? Seattle-Tampa. That's your current 5-4, and that was just big throw after big throw. I'm obviously going to watch more of the AFC because that's where the Bills are. But the fun teams, I think, this year are in the NFC.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of movement that's going to happen in both conferences, right? And you're right, that Green Bay-Chicago game, that's another. That is Saturday night as well. That's going to be really great, you know, to watch that game for sure. Right now, if Green Bay were to win that game, they could overtake Chicago for the division. And you literally, that game could be the difference between the 7 seed and the 2 seed. You think about
that. Awesome. And literally, it's going back to last year with Minnesota-Detroit. Where that you have that game late in the year, and it's like, oh, man, these two should both be on a bye or at least have the top seeds. And it's like, nope, one of you gets the division and is cheering. The other one gets to go play ultimately in Arizona. I think that game was played in against the Rams. Just crazy. Saturday, by the way, a lot of good college football. We've got college football playoffs, by the way, FCS as well, Montana State at 4 o'clock. I'm just, you know, first meeting. playoff-wise between those two teams in their 126 meetings, I believe.
Cool.
And then, of course, all the NFL stuff, which always surprises me when the Saturday games pop up. I'm never prepared for it.
Ha! Yeah, I totally get it. But this is the week that that's going to happen. You're right about that. And, you know, you get a 5 o'clock game with the Eagles and Commanders. You get a Packers-Bears game at night, so that's very cool. And then some important games on Sunday, obviously, that are that matter to the Bills. The Chargers are at the Cowboys in the 1 o'clock window as the Bills are playing. Chargers, what they do, seeding matters for the Bills when it comes time for the playoffs. And, of course, Sunday night later after the Bills game, Patriots-Ravens, which is a really big game, you know, for the Bills and the Patriots to kind of pay attention to as well. Tonight, good one tonight, by the way, Rams-Seahawks.
I'm very excited for that game just to see – is Sam Darnold having kind of that same end-of-the-year run that he did last year? I hope not, because I am genuinely a big fan of his. I liked him when he was coming out of USC as well. But, Sal, we'll let you get out of here. What's on the schedule for today and tomorrow?
All right, so the Bills will be on the practice field here in early this afternoon, a little afternoon. And we're going to get, you know, down there and see if there is, you know, anything on Dalton Kincaid, if Deion Dawkins is back. So stay with me at Sal Sports. And I got to tell you, unfortunately, the last few weeks, something has come up from Wednesday to Thursday. Yep. So let's hope that's not the case, right? So just let's be aware of that today, that anything could happen. And suddenly there's a injury that a guy shows up practice that wasn't on the report. So that'll be a bit of a storyline, I guess, today. And then tomorrow, Sean McDermott joins me for his regular weekly segment, and probably around the same time, around 11:15 or so, and we'll get the full, you know, injury status report.
All right, sounds good, Sal. We'll let you get ready for practice, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys, thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. We are late to a break, so we'll hit that. But before we do that, listen to Show Up in the Bulldog all week for your chance to win a $100 Woodhouse Spa gift card, courtesy, of course, of Woodhouse Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Woodhouse makes it simple to give the perfect gift with their curated holiday packages. Everything from a deep tissue massage to hot stone treatments and incredible facials. Visit WoodhouseSpa.com. 803-0550, the number to call. Paul's not going to be able to join us at 11, so we're freed up until 11:30 when Dave Buchanan is going to jump on the show, give us the latest on the Bandits. They've still got a little bit of time off. Their next game is going to be on the 28th, but they have gotten a few games under their belt already to start this season. So he'll join us at 11:30, but we're free until then. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm WGR.
Ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Every Friday, a winner will be announced during Football Friday with Schopen Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations at Alibaba Kebab. Derek Kramer and Zach Jones here for the wrapping up of hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Woo!
Zach, you have a fun fact that is very fun, actually, because
so
you talked
upset.
To me about this
I'm
before
so
the show.
I was off by a game because I brought it up to Sal. I was off by a game. It's not right. The 126th meeting. It's the 125th meeting
okay.
Between Montana and Montana State.
That is...
However, this is the first time they'll be meeting in the playoffs. They're two of the more successful FCS programs. When you hear FCS, think of North Dakota State, right?
Yes.
It's the subdivision of college football, but it's still Division I.
Football Championship Series,
yes.
Not Football Bowl. It's Football Bowl Subdivision, Football Championship Subdivision. There you go.
Super fun. This is where the Ivy League also takes part now.
Yes.
Which they're finally back in the playoffs. It's their first year in a long time. They're actually in the playoff. I think Harvard and Yale both made it. But we're talking about the Montanas here. Montana, Montana State. It is a rematch from earlier this year. State won at 31-28. It's a super close game. It's going to be on, I believe, ABC. Yeah, ABC on Saturday at 4. I'm a college football junkie. I'm also just a big game junkie. You'll get me to like any sport that has a big storyline. And this is it. I've seen a lot of Montana sport. I'm saying a lot. That is wow, I need help. I've seen a lot of Montana sports writers talking about how this is maybe the biggest sporting event in Montana. I have no, you know, marriage to that state at all.
You have no idea if they're telling the truth or not. You're going to just believe it.
But I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
But you believe it.
Yeah. And like, I
believe it too.
I like it too just because, you know, this week also sort of started the run a little bit here of where we're sort of running out of like big sporting events every night. Like I mentioned only a few months ago where we were hitting that zenith point where it's like, we've got an NFL game tonight, we've got college football, and it was big game after big game after big game. The NHL started up, and you know, we had the World Series going on.
Yeah, the MLB postseason, which was great as a whole.
Now we're sort of in that period where there may not be a high-end college basketball game going on, or one that's easily accessible, right? If you don't have Peacock or ESPN+, it might be difficult. Same with college football. Like, it's bowl games that, I mean, I've said it as the junkie.
They start
this
weekend.
You may not care. Yeah, the big games start this weekend, but this week it was... Do you want to watch Troy and
somebody
Louisiana
we,
State or whoever?
Somebody we know thought a bowl game was being played at 5 a.m. this morning.
The replay was going on, but it was the Raging Cajuns and Delaware. I'm big for the big games, and it does seem to be whoever wins this one is going to be favorite to win the FCS championship. The other bracket is Illinois State and Villanova. By any means powerhouses in football, but I'm here for this. It's at 4. You know, you'll have the NFL games going on as well. It's just another game to go to, but I'm probably going to try to go to it because, you know, it's not like you get a ton of NFL players all the time from these ranks. You do, though, every now and then, from especially North Dakota State. Christian Watson, who is a big part of what Green Bay wants to do, comes from the football subdivision. And actually, Villanova,
yep.
Christian Menford. So not all the time, but sometimes. 803-0550, the number 2 call, Dave Buchanan. sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bandits, going to join us at 11:30. We'll get a bit of a look in on the Bandit season. They've got a little bit of a wait till their next game, the 28th, I believe. But we'll touch base with Dave here in just a little bit. But your calls are welcome. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on Bills-Browns tonight's Sabres game as well as they take on the Flyers at 7:30. We'll do that, though, when we come back. Listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.